90.5 WKHS, you're now listening to Fan Cam with Peter and Andrew, where you get to hear two friends talk about sports from a fan's perspective.
Week by week, we will be discussing score predictions, breaking sports news, your very own Trojan sports, and your favorite big-time teams.
Join us every Thursday to hear us learn more about sports and give our spin on the modern-day sports talk show, right here on 90.5 WKHS. Welcome back, everybody, to Fan Cam Sports Talk Show, where two friends give their opinion on sports. I am Peter, joined by my co-host, Andrew.
How's it going?
It's going good. How about yourself?
I'm doing pretty good myself.
And this week has been a very shocking week for sports, especially the NBA. There's been millions, I feel like, of trades coming out every night, honestly, even every hour. It just seems like you got to keep up with it. So before we dive into all of that, Andrew, can you take it away with our Trojan sports this week?
Yes, so on Monday, wrestling hosted Cambridge and Colonel Richardson. Tuesday, boys basketball traveled to Colonel Richardson, and unified strength and conditioning traveled to Kent Island, and girls basketball hosted Colonel Richardson. Yesterday, wrestling hosted Havoc Grace, and today, girls basketball is at Kent Island. Swimming's at Cambridge / Stephen Decatur. And boys basketball hosts Kent Island. Friday, indoor track travels to the Prince George's Athletic Complex for regionals. And boys and wrestling hosts Mardella. And on Saturday, wrestling travels to Snow Hill.
Wow, so a lot of sports going on this week, but we do have to talk about the big thing that's happening this weekend. I made a mistake last week saying that the Super Bowl was last weekend, but that was the Pro Bowl. But this weekend, we have Super Bowl Sunday, you know, where companies will spend millions and millions of dollars to get an ad on the Super Bowl. So I don't know if we gave our predictions last week, but who do you have winning it, Andrew?
As much as I want to pick the Eagles, you know, they haven't been there in about 2 years, and I think they're playing really good. I think the Chiefs are going to win. I'm going to say it's scripted, you know, but I think the Chiefs, they're just... I mean, they always have a way to win in the playoffs, and I think they're just going to get it done. And I think the Eagles are a little – I think if the Chiefs' defense is able to shut down, like, playmakers like Saquon Barkley, the Chiefs should be able to have a nice, easy Super Bowl victory. So I'm going to go with the Chiefs, but I would be happy if the Eagles won.
Yeah, I would definitely agree. I definitely think if the Chiefs can shut down Saquon Barkley, then I think the Eagles are done. I think that's such a dynamic piece to their offense that if he's not going – 100% the whole game and he's getting shut down, like they're heavy stopping the run game, then I think that's going to be a really big problem for them. But I could also see the Eagles pulling this one out. I think Jalen Hurts has the capability and has what it takes. He has some Super Bowl experience, so I think this one will be a really good Sunday. But like you said, I do have a feeling the Chiefs are going to win, but this Sunday I will be rooting for the Eagles. But taking a look, that's our last time talking about NFL. I mean, we're going to talk about the score, but like for the upcoming games, that's our last time talking about the NFL, which is kind of like where we started the show. So it's kind of weird that we're already through a whole sports season. So that's a little weird to think about. But taking a look at the NBA now, we have actually no shift in our top three for the East. It's been extremely consistent. The Cleveland Cavaliers, Boston Celtics, and New York Knicks have really just been dominating this league. It seems like those top three teams can't be beat, which is potentially a reason why there's been so many trades. Like, we're definitely going to have to jump into it, but can you take a look at the West before we jump into all of the trades that just happened the past 3 days?
Yes, so the West has a little bit of movement in their top three. The Thunder remain in first place with a record of 39-9. The Grizzlies move up to second place with a record of 34-16, and the Rockets third place with a record of 32-17, and then the Nuggets and Lakers round out your top five.
Thank you for that. And like I mentioned earlier, we have to jump into the trades. And one of the trades that we have to talk happened a couple hours ago. The Toronto Raptors got Brandon Ingram for Bruce Brown, Kelly Olynyk, and 2 first-round picks. And in my opinion, I think the Raptors won this one. Brandon Ingram is an all-star level player. If he can get to that level, like if he's playing at his best, he's an all-star level player. I definitely think that the Raptors won this one. Bruce Brown and Kelly Olynyk, extremely old. I mean, so is Brandon Ingram, but I think Brandon Ingram's like 29. So he has a couple more years left, but Kelly Olynyk and Bruce Brown are on their way out of the league. So I would say the Raptors won this trade. What do you think, Andrew?
Yeah, I think the Raptors definitely got a better piece. And I think all these trades are going to shake up the NBA a lot. So it's definitely going to be interesting come towards the postseason how these new players kind of mesh with their new teammates and see if they're a good addition or if it actually hurts their team. So we'll all have to wait and see how it plays out.
Yeah, and like I said earlier in the show, it seems like there's a million trades. We're going to have to go over, like, I think six of them. Also happening just a couple hours ago, the Lakers making another big move, getting center Mark Williams for rookie Dalton Connect and Cam Reddish. I think this one, I do think the Lakers won this. Mark Williams is one of the best younger bigs in the league. He doesn't really get talked about because he's on the Hornets, and the Hornets are a mediocre team. They've been better. But I think losing Anthony Davis, that we'll talk about a little later, had definitely lost a big piece, so they had to get a center back. So I think the Lakers won this trade, but I think it could have been really close. Do you agree with that, or do you think that maybe the Charlotte Hornets won that one?
I'm going to have to disagree with you here. I think Dalton Connett is a very good rookie. He's put up great numbers for the Lakers, and he's been making waves across the NBA. So I think the Hornets definitely got a good player that they can develop, and hopefully he'll be a future superstar. So I think the Hornets just barely won this trade.
Okay, I can see that. And like I mentioned earlier, we have the Lakers making big moves, and probably the biggest move. I don't know. I think it has to be one of, if not the biggest move in NBA history. I mean, I was just on my phone seeing the Woj notification, or not the Woj, the Shams notification pop up, and it said Luka Doncic traded to the Lakers. And my first thought was he got hacked. I didn't think it was real, because you're telling me a 25-year-old MVP potential, like top three for MVP, is getting traded away from a team that just went to the finals. I didn't believe it. I thought that the trade was fake. I just didn't think it was real. But the Lakers traded away Anthony Davis, Max Christie, and a pick for Luka Doncic, and I think one other player. I can't remember who else was in that deal. But I definitely think the Lakers win this one. What do you think, Andrew?
Oh, definitely. I think Luka's a great piece. He obviously just took the Mavericks to the finals the last season. So I think he's definitely a great addition for the Lakers. And I am very surprised what the Mavericks were thinking, trading away their kind of centerpiece to their organization. But who knows? Maybe Anthony Davis will provide an extra spark. You never know.
Yeah, and I don't even hate how the Dallas Mavericks team is looking. I mean, they have Kyrie Irving still as their one. They have Klay Thompson, who hasn't been playing great, but still all right at their two. They're going to have those young pieces in Derek Lively, and they also have, I can't remember who their small forward is, but they don't have a terribly awful team. But trading away a 25-year-old MVP for a 32-year-old power forward who's been slowly declining. Now Anthony Davis, one of the best defenders in the league still. I just don't see how you trade away an MVP, probably was heading to being the best player in your franchise, away. So maybe the Dallas Mavericks knew something we didn't. I know they were saying that they were concerned with Luka's conditioning, but if you're dropping 38-8, I don't really care what your conditioning is for my team. But taking a trade that kind of got swept under a rug that I think makes one team extremely good and also benefits a player a lot. The Sacramento Kings got Zach LaVine and from the Chicago Bulls, and De'Aaron Fox went to the San Antonio Spurs. And I think, honestly, the Spurs are now looking like a really good team. They have probably a rookie of the year in Stephon Castle. And then they just got De'Aaron Fox, which is a young dynamic guard, to pair alongside Chris Paul, get him learning. And also you have probably the best prospect, if not one of the best prospects of all time, in Victor Wembanyama. So I think this is a trade that like got swept under the rug from the Luka trade, but I think it's still a really good pickup for the Spurs. And this also helps Zach LaVine. He's been really diminishing in the Bulls, hasn't been playing great. So I think him going to a new environment, playing alongside Domantas Sabonis, will help him really well. What do you think, Andrew?
Yeah, I think this trade is another big one, kind of like the Luka and AD trade. But a piece that got traded from Sacramento to Chicago that wasn't mentioned was, everybody knows I'm a big Maryland basketball fan, and Kevin Huerter, who played for Maryland a couple years ago, he got traded from the Kings to the Bulls. So I think the Bulls won this trade. You know, I might be a little biased, but yeah.
I can see that. No, so the Bulls, they were able to get rid of that big contract in Zach LaVine. I see him going on now, a rebuilding year. But the Kings also paired back up Zach LaVine and DeMar DeRozan. So that chemistry is still there. So we can see how they, if they do any better, if they do worse than last season. But wrapping up our big trade talks for the NBA, we have the Milwaukee Bucks trading away Chris Middleton to the Wizards for Kyle Kuzma. What do you think about this trade? Because me personally, I was kind of surprised by it, but I also don't hate it.
Yeah, I think it's kind of balanced. Like, I think both teams are winning in this scenario. They both get good playmakers. So it's kind of hard to say who's going to win this trade. So I think with time, we'll be able to see who got the better deal. But right now, I feel like it's pretty even.
Yeah, I would definitely agree. They're both around the same age. I mean, Chris Middleton has more playoff experience. He has a championship with the Bucks, so I think Chris Middleton has kind of showed more. But also, Kyle Kuzma is such a good player. I mean, he's averaging around 25 for the Wizards, so we can see what he can do alongside Giannis. But until then, we have to take a look at college basketball, because as much as the NBA is trying to take viewership away from college basketball, it seems like nothing is working, as college basketball has been so dynamic this year. Andrew, can you take a look at our AP poll?
Yes. Yeah, so Auburn remains number one. Duke stays at two. Auburn moves back into the top three. Tennessee moves up from eight to number four. Houston moves up one to number five. Florida's at six, Purdue's at seven, Iowa State at eight, Michigan State at nine, and to round out the top 10 is Texas A&M. But I also want to note, last week we talked a lot about the Maryland Terrapins and how they probably should have ranked. It seems like the AP poll voters finally got it right this week, as they are finally ranked at number 18.
Definitely, definitely well-deserved. And they have a game against Ohio State this week that they previously blew out by 40. So a win this week will probably get them up maybe a couple more spots. But I kind of also want to take a look at the really big dips that we've seen. Illinois dropping down five and then just getting a loss last night to Rutgers will probably put them out of the top 25. Mississippi State dropped eight. Ole Miss dropped two. Wisconsin dropped four, Kansas dropped five, Kentucky dropped two, and Marquette dropped two. So a lot of big teams who are dropping in these levels. But you also have your emergers. You have St. John's, who just beat Marquette, which is like a very underdog team. You don't really hear much about St. John's, right? Like, I honestly didn't even know they were a college till before this year, but a new coach, and it just seems like everything is clicking for them. So I definitely like to see how that team does coming into March. But Andrew, what is like one team besides the Maryland Terps that has been surprising you or that you've been excited to see?
This is a tough one, but I would probably say Texas Tech. They've been playing very good basketball. They upset Iowa State. They got a big win at Houston. Like, they've been playing great games, and they've been playing like some of the top 10 teams in the country and just wiping the floor. And they were a very high riser, going from 22 to 13 this week in the AP poll. So obviously they're getting a lot of attention, but I think they're peaking at the right time, and hopefully they'll be able to make a big run come March.
And talking about upsets, we had a little upset in the Big Ten as UCLA was able to take down Michigan State. And Michigan State was looking like they were going to run away with that Big Ten title. It looked like they were unstoppable. But a UCLA team who hasn't been extremely good this season was able to take them down. Did you see that game, or would you see out of those teams?
Well, Michigan State before this game went to USC, and they lost that game. And after the USC game, head coach Tom Izzo said how he just thought they didn't show up, they didn't compete, they weren't very physical. And then he said when they went to UCLA, they were physical, they showed up, but they just didn't make big plays when it mattered most, and UCLA was able to get the best of them. And now Purdue has moved up into that number one spot, and Michigan State falls a half game behind. So it's anyone's race now in the Big Ten. And also going to the West Coast, it's also a challenge because you're traveling thousands of miles to go play a game, so it's definitely an effect that a lot of these teams are going to have to get used to in the coming years, with new teams like Oregon, Washington, UCLA, and USC joining the Big Ten this year.
Yeah, definitely. And speaking about Oregon, before we wrap up our show, a reason they're not in our top 25 poll is because they lost to Nebraska 77-71, with Bryce Williams being a sneaky emerger, dropping 28 points, 7 rebounds, and 6 assists. So a big performance out of him, making Nebraska look like one of the better teams this season. But that will wrap up our show today. So thank you, everybody, for listening. If you're new here, make sure to go to FanCam_talkshow on Instagram. And if you want to keep up with previous episodes or listen to this episode again, you can check out our FanCam show on all podcast platforms. But until then, we'll see you guys next week.